Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes. Hi, girls.
Hi. This is For the Girls Podcast. I'm Nick Westrate.
And I am Jason Block.
But it's not Tuesday. What's going on?
It's Friday. Surprise.
Surprise. It's our first ever bonus episode.
We were so busy. I was running for mayor of the world, but I put everything on hold to do this bonus podcast.
That's right. We thought y'all might miss us. We thought you might need that extra content to fill your little ears as you walk around with a nice thong over your face.
Yeah, no, we're not busy. And we thought, like, okay, what else can we give our kitty angels?
Exactly. Quick update. Hi, Jay. Are you still healthy? You're okay?
I'm okay. I am doing some home renovations. I sanded a table for the first time. It felt very not me, it was me because I did it.
That's so amazing. I can't wait to see
thank
it.
You.
I can't wait to
and
see
I
it.
And I sealed it. It doesn't look any different. It doesn't look any different.
It looks exactly as I'm glad you put all that work into it then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did that.
I also How am are you, healthy. Babe? I'm fine. I'm good. I am, you know, on the roller coaster. Yesterday I called you from bed where I had just gone back to bed for the day with a Diet Coke. And
yes,
so
yes,
I
yes,
did that
yes.
yesterday, which is pretty fun.
Which that was Nick's dark point, and I like held everything back to be like, that's my normal point.
That's my normal everyday life.
That's my normal steez.
So also updates, remember to get your Little Fires Everywhere books, maybe from someplace that isn't Amazon, though I know relying on Amazon right now is a thing. But you might be able to get it from the library online if you like to read on your Kindle.
You can get it on eBay. People are selling their used copies. It's beautiful. It's like book exchange. And it's actually super cheap. It's in paperback.
And they come so fast. I love eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week, just so you guys have something to stream this weekend, we are covering the iconic aughts film, Rachel Getting Married.
Boom.
And
Nick, tell us where you iconically can watch it. Nick's like, and I'm going to let the kids
You can
know.
Watch it right now on CBS All Access. When we taped it, it's one of those pre-crisis yes. episodes that we taped in LA earlier this winter. So it was on Netflix. It's not, but it's on CBS All Access. So sign up for that hot free week and then just hit cancel immediately. And you'll still get to keep it for the week, and you can watch Rachel Getting Married, and then you can bop through it with us, with our friend Carrie O'Donnell, who's going to be on next week. So that's your update, that's your homework.
Yeah, it's great. We're trying to kind of, as much as we can, let you know what's coming up, so you can kind of come along for the ride with us.
So why are we here now? What's this bonus episode about?
Okay. I said, listen, here's what I've been doing. Not only did I stain the table in my kitchen, but I've also been dancing. that Liza.
I'm dancing.
I'm dancing, Rosie.
Rosie, I'm dancing.
And it was this iconic clip on There's a Doll Show. She just uses her fingers to dance. Beautiful. But I'm dancing with my fingers. I'm dancing with my legs. I'm dancing with my back. I'm doing everything. I'm a real diva in my house at this moment. And I said, listen, girl, why don't we make like a quick bonus playlist for the kittens to have something to listen to dance for themselves, or to do one of those iconic recommended walks yes. for themselves?
Yes, and your government-sanctioned walk.
Absolutely. So I gave that prompt to Nick, and we went two directions.
We certainly did.
We're compiling a playlist, so we were just simultaneously kind of adding songs, and this is kind of how I was like seeing things happen. It was like we were sophomores at college, and it was a hot Friday, and I was like, Betsy, bitch, let's go to the club. And Nick's like, girl, I can't, like, the Witch's Brew coffee shop is having like my all-time favorite chanteuses perform. I just want to cozy up with like some Earl Grey and listen to these songs. And you go to the coffee shop and I go to Boomtown.
Yes.
to get my dance on. Anyway,
all of my songs are real, real sad for you to get into your feelings.
And all of mine are real gay white girl dance pops.
Yes.
So we're going to mash those together and we're going to kind of give you whatever you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going to start, babe?
Where are we going to start? Okay, we're going to start back, way back in time. A lot of these songs have, when I was thinking about doing some of these songs, they were kind of coming from places for me with artists that I don't think we would generally talk about or mm-hmm. have much excuse to talk about until Rona came to town. And for me, this is a jam that empowers me so much. Okay, so do y'all do this when you listen to music, you imagine that you are the diva on stage?
Mm.
What is this? I keep wanting to say, like, all of these songs kind of from me are my 10 o'clock number. Is that right?
No, what's 11 the o'clock number? It's 11 o'clock. But you go to bed early and you live on the yes. West Coast. So for you, it's like an 8 o'clock number.
And I'm different, bitch. I'm contrarian. I'm a 10 o'clock girl. That's when my big hit comes on. Everyone's looking at their watch. Oh my God, it's 10 o'clock. It's not even 11. What is he going to do at 11? Leave. So my 11 o'clock. A lot of these songs kind of are like, in my mind, my 11 o'clock number. Mm. And I just, I work out to these songs. I need them to kind of feel really empowered. And they're kind of some of my moldy oldies. And this is one of my real moldy oldies. And this is LaRue's Bulletproof. Mm. This song has slapped me in my soul ever since I've heard it. And something about it right now is, and it always kind of comes back and back into my life when I need it. And the song is about being knocked down, but getting up. And kind of taking that thing that has kind of dismantled you or thrown you off your center and allowed you to take that and reclaim it and be absolutely stronger. LaRue, it's this synth pop. They were a duo, then it just became one person, and that singer's name was Eleanor Jackson. So that's a song that they're known by. They actually had a really hot album in 2014 that I got really into. It's the same kind of dance music, but with a little bit more of a 70s vibe to it. It was called Trouble in Paradise. I just went back to it. It still slaps, and while looking up while kind of doing some research on this artist, I just found out that they just released an album in February called Supervision.
Oh, shit.
So that kind of was fabulous. So now I have a new thing to look forward to. And it's a good album. I listened to it. So yay.
And now we're going to go to one of my tracks. And we're going to make both of these playlists available on Spotify for y'all. And we're going to add to them every couple of weeks. And
Come back. I think
we'll do these episodes. And
do you like it?
Yeah.
I'm asking the King
Wait,
Angels,
okay,
baby.
They do. I just heard them. They shouted that they love it. The Battle Angels did. Our next song is Aretha Franklin's Solitude. And it's off her album Laughing on the Outside from 1963. It's kind of her standards album. And this song just is everything I'm feeling right now.
In solitude, you hold me days gone by. In my solitude, you taught me with memories that never die.
I'm obsessed that this album is called Laughing on the Outside.
Also known as Just Laughing. But I love thinking about... Yeah.
So that's just
laughing.
So...
Let me get this straight, Aretha. But that... Billy actually asked me last night. He was like, what are you going to be looking forward to doing most? And when I was thinking about that with Aretha, like, just thinking a lot of time alone and thinking of... days gone by and just like the little things I miss doing in New York. Like I miss just taking the subway down to 14th Street and getting off on 12th and taking a nice walk east, because that's my favorite street in New York. And you can stop at like Film Forum or Beacon's Closet, and you could stop at the Strand on the way and go right into the East Village. It's just my favorite little walk and stroll to my little spots, and I know where to get my coffee and all of that. And I just miss... I love being in New York because I love walking around. And so in my solitude...
I remember having your routes in New York were so... Like I had that exact same thing of like, okay, this was a train I liked.
Mm-hmm. This is the car I like being in.
This is a car I like being in. Mm-hmm. And I have like... When I need a little pick-me-up, I have, like, certain spots on the trains that I like to get on, that I like to go to be in just a little area and walk around and be in my feelings.
Yes.
Not even, like, you don't even have to buy anything in New York. You just can be in a certain area and feel a certain way.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you find this song pre or post?
I'm pre, because I listen to this album a lot, Laughing on the Outside. It's got a really great version of Skylark, which is one of my favorite standards of all time. I think I found it when I was doing Aretha deep dives for the Amazing Grace episode.
Wow.
Yeah. And I listen to this all the time. It's like a really good like dinner music, cocktail hour music album. It's all standards, and she's in this kind of fabulous gold dress on the front. It's very beautiful.
It's very beautiful. Her voice is just like honey on it too. Mm-hmm. Like it's this just very relaxed performance that shows that Aretha can do anything and everything.
Every genre.
And knocks all of the girls out of the park.
Yeah. Like seriously. Come on. I mean, yeah. Quintessential versions of these great songs. So that's the first track on your getting into your feelings list.
What's my list called? I forgot we're separating these lists.
Yeah, yes. There's going to be two lists, and we're going to make them collaborative, and we want you guys to add things to them. But don't be going and just adding all of, like, 8 albums of your diva, because that's not going to be acceptable, and we'll edit that.
All of Madonna's compilations, all of her, like, 4 compilations.
It's just, like, 2 Aretha songs and then 96 Madonna songs, because...
It's like...
Ricardo Garcia started adding to our playlist.
Yes. It's me now!
Yeah, what's your next track, girl?
Okay, so... I wouldn't consider myself like a full... I'm not. I wouldn't consider myself a stan, although I was thinking about one of her songs for this, which is a real downer. We're talking about Sia right now. And I was thinking about the song that was on 6 Feet Under that like I will save because I feel like that could come back up. Remember at the end credits?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Sia song.
Yeah. I mean, everything's... She wrote every song ever.
She wrote every song.
She's like Carole King.
She wrote Skylark. She wrote the Solitude that we just listened to. Like, she has written
secretly dead.
So you kind of have to be a stan because, like, she secretly has written every single thing. And I've always been a fan of Chandelier. I think it's, like, a real gag that everyone gets drunk to that song and screams it because the whole song is about her drinking addiction. And it's, like, not actually a celebration of it. So, like, that's always been my favorite gag to me. Me included. I'll get drunk and just wail that song and laugh. So I like that song, but I don't even know how I came, you know, Spotify, and they had the new releases and you listen to it. And a couple of years ago, she released an album called Cheap Thrills, mm-hmm. in which she took a lot of the songs that she wrote for people that were rejected and just covered them herself. And one of these songs was called Reaper, and it was for Rihanna. And I would just die to hear Rihanna sing this song, but it again, did kind of something like Bulletproof. It just kind of touched... I guess I really love the idea that, like, there's some kind of force trying to bring you down, but you're going to overcome it.
Mm.
And this whole... And I don't know why, because no one's trying to bring me down, babes. But maybe this, but to me, this is about kind of a more internal thing. This isn't about like big R Reaper. This is kind of about the little devil on your shoulder.
Mm.
And in my diva moment on this number, this is also my 11 o'clock number, in which I've already done something really great. And people think, how could she perform anymore? Like, he's given everything on the stage. He's bled. And,
and then you come out.
I'm telling you how to interpret the motherfucking songs when you listen to it. So if you don't do this, it's not how you're listening to it. And then, yeah. Then I come up and I have these red gloves on and I'm in this red dress and maybe like a red fastener, like a red leather dress, and my backup singers come out and we're just like sashaying around saying, oh no, no Reaper, like you're not going to bring me down today. And to me, that's actually about like telling, you know, kind of your depression, your dark self, that like, I actually have good things. Like at one point she's like, I got a man to hold. And I think it's like counting the things that you actually have and not allowing that darkness inside of you. And girls, I take those red gloves off and I'm just doing one of those bend at the waist, flip up, bend at the waist and flip up kind of numbers. Okay. And fuck yeah.
I'm listening.
It's okay. Thanks. Let's go. Broke down, thought I would drown. Hoped I'd be found for I hit the ground. Some days at the corner of my eye, yeah. Saw you weeping, saw you creeping, saw you sneaking in the shadows long. The fear so strong. Saw you at the corner of my eye, yeah. Proof is in the puddings, Kittens. I'm definitely not a CS completist or a stan. It's actually, the album is called This Is Acting. Cheap Thrills is on there, though. I don't know how I got that mixed up. Do you know who's on the album cover, babe?
Oh, it's...
Who's that little girl?
Is that Maddie?
That's your Maddie.
That's my Maddie. That's my Maddie from Dance Moms. I'm a Dance Moms completist. In case anyone wants to come on my other podcast.
You could.
The Abby Lee Miller Corner.
I've never really watched Dance Moms, but I will just ask Nick to, like, repeat the names of the mothers and the daughters and give me an outline, and it will tickle me for hours. Like,
If Dr. Holly wants to come on this podcast, we'll do a Dance Moms episode, but only for Dr. Holly, who is my all-time favorite dance mom.
I don't know who that is. What's our next song?
Okay, our next song is going back to my original feelings girl and all of our original, the OG girl to get you in your dark... adolescent feelings.
Ani, oh, is this our high school feelings?
Ani, yep. Fucking DeFranco. Man, yep. Props to my sister again for bringing Ani into my life with the iconic album Dilate, which was my first album with the word fuck in it. And I would just fucking listen to Untouchable Face every day. That's not the song we're doing now, though. We're going to do an Ani song From the Ani song Allergic to Water, which is really ironic because that's kind of how I feel right now because I'm so tired of washing my hands. And my skin is so chapped.
The album is called Allergic to Water?
It's called Allergic to Water. It's one of her more recent releases. And the song is called Woe Begone. And I want all of your woe to be gone while I'm listening to this Ani.
Woe begone, the madness and the suffering of the human race. The history of the world is such a losing place. The alphabet took us on a wild goose chase. And still there's swiftly sifted sails beneath our feet. An unexplored hemisphere, lighter and burning. Enter goddesses, fresh from their long sea. We get so off the trail sometimes.
I need my new Ani updates.
I was just jamming through some Ani DeFranco and just listening the other day. Sometimes I'll just like listen through like a discography of a diva who I really love. But I love this idea of like when she says, raise your hand if you're at peace right now. Why don't you go ahead and take a bow? Like this ironic thing, like the world is so hard. She talks about the sand shifting under your feet and the goddesses have just returned after their long sleep. And it's like the world feels so uncertain and tenuous. And it's like no one's fucking at peace. Like, give me a break. Like,
yeah, no one's going to raise their hands.
Yeah, like this is, it's such a scary place, the world right now. And it's like, I've become overwhelmed lately with how much posturing there's been about finding peace in this time or being uber creative at this time. Like, most of the people I know are just trying to, like, find a way to survive. And, like, social media has given everyone such a huge, license, or it makes people feel like they have to present some sort of helpful tidbit. And I just am like, fuck that. No one's at peace. No one knows what's going on.
Yeah, I think the best thing I saw in all of this, like, corona updating of our lives was just someone being like, it's okay to do nothing. It's absolutely, like, it was just, like, simply that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're fine. You actually don't have to do anything. And I think just that set, just, like, putting that out there as opposed to trying to give people advice in this time just, you know.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit ridiculous, but, you know, we're all trying to cope and we're all still going to be the same awful people that we've always been. Mm-hmm. What is the, was Wobegon the place where fucking Garrison Keillor lived?
that's like Wobegon? Yeah, I guess it is.
Right? Is it like Wobegon where the women are strong and the men are dead? Or...
I don't know. I never really listened to that show.
Fuck you, Garrison Keillor, too.
But I like that her wish is that for woe to be gone. I like that about Ani. And I find
Do you think she's really allergic to water?
I hope not.
I cannot with people who don't drink water.
I can't either. Drink water, everyone. But also lotion. Use lotion on your hands right now, y'all. Take care of those hands. Get that lotion. Get that big pump. Oh, have you started Little Fires Everywhere yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because let me tell you, in the show, Reese has a big old pump of lotion that she is always using. And Billy, we were watching it the other night. He was like, oh, it's just like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what are those, the Lubriderm or whatever?
I've got a big old Lubriderm. You know yes, I do. Bitch. Or big old yes, St. Ives. Okay, what's our next track?
Little Fires. Get on it.
Get on it.
What? Okay, so our next track is, I'm going to tell you about this song. This is my motherfucking song.
Who's it by?
It is by Carly Rae Jepsen. You all, like, do you remember how I keep telling you I saw God when I listened to Down to You by Joni Mitchell? This is the update of that, and it's so fucking different. But it fucking killed me. Like, it will be probably the most listened song of my life. I know that's wild and crazy. It's the gayest, most Fantasia song. It's called Cut to the Feeling. If you know it, you absolutely motherfucking adore it. It was written for her album Emotions. Perfect fucking pop album.
Mm-hmm.
But she took it off because she said it was too cinematic and too theatrical. What, bitch? This is the kind of song that it gets played at the end of one of those 90s... teen rom-coms where the already pretty girl becomes prettier because she takes her glasses off, mm-hmm. and she finally attends that dance. This is a song that plays right at the very end where you're just like, I mean, if that was how it was, it actually got put on this like kind of really stupid animated musical or animated, like actually with Maddie Ziegler as one of the voice characters in it.
The ballet one?
Yeah, the ballet animated movie, which was a waste, but whatever. The song survived all of that. And I do not imagine myself singing this. Oh, no, kittens. I've written a whole music video for it. And Carly Rae Jepsen is in, is doing a runway for 80s fashion shows. And there's a photographer with like a zoot suit photographer with like suspenders and like a big brimmed hat. And he's taking pictures and he's in love with her. And she's like, in it, cause like they go da, 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 da. And that's all the snaps of the camera. And then they start flying and all around clouds, and it's just, yeah, yeah, yep, yep.
I had a dream, or was it real? We crossed the line, and it was on. We crossed the line, it was on this time. I've been denying how I feel, you've been denying what you want. You want from me, talk to me, baby. I want some satisfaction, take me to the stars, just like, oh.
So okay. Much fun. Also,
she's giving me Teen Witch fantasies. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. She's so good at being like at once relevant and being a throwback at the same time.
Yeah, and just being so, like, she just is like, sitting in that gay icon pocket like no one's fucking business. Like,
She owns the pocket right and she takes rent from all the other people in the gay icon pocket, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our next song is kind of a bop. It's kind of not as sad. It's from a band called Lake Street Drive, which I know is deeply basic maybe, but I like Lake Street Drive.
This is Def Coffee House vibes for me.
It's super Coffee House vibes. They're very coffee housey. Band that it's only been around for, I don't know, like maybe since 2006 or so.
How'd you find them?
I think through Discover
Weekly. I've never heard of this.
I think through Discover Weekly. Like Discover Weekly on Spotify always wants to cover all the songs that I listen to repeatedly. They're like, do you want to hear someone else sing this? And I'm like, not really.
And oh, then really?
They always
give
trying
me stuff that
me
embarrasses
that.
Me. They never do that. They do the opposite where I'm like, oh no, 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 no. This isn't right. This isn't me.
They always think I need a different cover of Joni Mitchell's River. And I'm like, I don't. I really don't. I just listen to Joni a lot because I like it. I don't need a new version. But Lake Street Drive does their own stuff and they cover stuff. And the lead singer is a girl named Rachel Price. So she's kind of the diva that fronts Lake Street Drive. And I just think that this song is really apropos for the moment. It's called Neighbor
oh my
Song.
God, is it?
I can hear my neighbors making love upstairs. Their love is rattling my tables and my chairs. Keep me awake. The love they make is keeping me awake. While I'm just trying to get some sleep on the ground. I don't mind my neighbors making love upstairs.
just trying to get some sleep on the ground floor.
So I don't know very much either. They're actually called Lake Street Dive, and they were named after a bar. I always thought they were called Lake Street Drive. This is where you come for all of your musical knowledge.
No, you thought they
kids.
Were Lake Street Sing.
No, Lake Street Drive is what I thought they were.
Oh, Drive.
It's Lake Street Dive. Anyway, Lake
You're
Street
Dive.
You're
like, it's Dive. A street, not a bar.
I know, that's what I thought. No, and that song is just so right now. It is a fucking little fun groovy bop. And so I'm going to put that on our bops list, because I feel like we're all hearing weird things from our neighbors right now, and...
I might contest. I think it might go on to the... I think it might be, go on to the coffee house list.
Oh, really? Okay, well...
Do you think this really goes right under Cut to the Feeling? Do you think someone's going to go to Cut to the Feeling?
Next? No, that's true. Next. I'll put it on my mellow list. We have to name these lists, so you guys write in and tell us what we should name them. But yeah, Lake Street Dive. Rachel Price is the singer. Get into them. They're great.
Yo, I just have to say, though, for real, like, that whole thing about neighbors, they suck right now. And I literally live under a band, and I want to murder them
you live
every
over
single
a band.
Day. Over a band, yes. I live on top of a band, not under. But I feel like I live under them because they control my life.
Shit.
And then I'm also, this might get cut, but I don't give a fuck. But I remember this song brought me back to when I moved to New Jersey. And I was living with all of these Jersey kids that were going to Rutgers. And it was the summer. And I lived above the garage in a tiny little closet of a room. And I would hear this couple in the summer... smack fuck their flesh together, and it was the suctioning of the flesh that was making so much noise, and so this song brought me so hardcore back to that, and I didn't put on a diva, but I put on Snooze Master himself, Nick Drake.
That's good for your naps.
Haven't listened to him since because I don't need to sleep, but
that and what's the Barbara album I love to nap to?
Guilty?
Guilty. I love snap to guilty. Barbara, like, she can snooze me out. Okay, our next bop is also a mellow bop. And who's it from, Jay? Who did we go to next?
Bat.
Our diva. Our diva has a song that for right now is so perfect.
It's so perfect. Nick put this on there as a kind of just like, you know, I don't know. You did it really, really randomly. And I was like, this is it. This is... So it. This song is a diva chestnut, though, for reals.
It is. So many divas love to sing this. Aretha has a version of it. So many
Barbara has a version of it.
But Betts is really good, and Mark Shaman's arrangement of this song is very beautiful. It's called Spring. Spring can really hang you up the most, and damn, this one really can.
Yeah, it's super lush.
Spring this year has got me feeling that never left the pole. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers. But I walk in the park just to kill the lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon the birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before. Don't I know the score? And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seems
seemed sure around the corner. Everything seems around the corner at one point.
Like it used to. But now, the spring, like spring is supposed to be this time of renewal and happiness and coming out of it. And it's just this song about just being depressed as fuck during it.
Well, I think it's also, yeah, it's again, we always talk about how like songs can have like that juxtaposition where it's like, oh, you know, this was supposed to be this super happy time. And I think this character in this song has lost their love. Mm-hmm. And so they're being faced with all the beauty that's happening outside. But inside, it's a little bit of a darker, sadder place, which is so relatable right now. And when we listened to this, song in the 90s, I did imagine some fabulous woman on a chaise lounge, just kind of looking at the birds singing and the trees blossoming, but just feeling, you know,
quarantined inside by her federal and state governments.
Oh, fucking quarantined inside, girl.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel too. That's so funny. And
Beth's voice is in such fine form in this. I mean, it's one of her best readings.
It's so good. She sounds incredible. She sounds just absolutely incredible. So we have one more bop to take you guys out with, but we want to just say thanks for tuning in to this little bonus episode this week. And we're going to do bonus episodes sometimes. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes we're going to just throw them at you when you're least expecting. But go on to our Instagram or something, and we'll post links to these Spotify playlists, or on our Twitter or something, we'll post links to Spotify playlists, and you can follow them, and we'll make them collaborative so that you can throw songs on that you think we should cover or that you think would be good bops or good feeling songs to help us all get through. And so we'll have two collective Battle Angel playlists going, and that'll be fabulous.
Super fabulous. Okay, so I don't know where I was or how I was when I think, like, before all of this started, I was doing some nostalgia dive into the 90s. Remember when I was sending you, like, lyrics from that Counting Crows song?
Yeah.
So I was doing, I was doing some weird kind of, in my feelings, February thing with that. And then it led me to just, to just that iconic, that's right, Ally McBeal theme song by... by the Mount Rushmore of divas, Vonda Shepherd.
When you came to me with this, I was
Aretha,
like,
Vonda Shepherd.
Cyndi Lauper, Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle, Vonda Shepherd.
Vonda Shepherd.
I know. I think when I came to you with this idea, I was like, and here's a song I want to play. Like, I think it was the first thing I mentioned. I was like, I want to do some Corona songs, and I really want to play Ally McBeal's theme song. What did you think?
I love it. I mean, I was a huge Ally McBeal fan. I watched every week. I was right at that age where it was like, should I be allowed to watch this or not? It seemed impossibly adult to me. And Vonda Shepherd's like piano jamming cover band wedding singer realness on this show was amazing to me. She was like the Greek chorus of the show.
Do you know that she has not one but four Ally McBeal albums?
Fuck yes, she does. She sang so many fucking songs. She was
she
like,
sang
prolific.
So many songs. And if you get into it, you can listen to her versions of stuff like "Is it in His Kiss?" Like, she was all over it.
Do you remember how Lisa Nicole Carson on that show would sometimes sing with Vonda Shepherd at the little piano bar that they would go to?
No, I do not.
She played Renee, who was Allie's best friend, roommate, question mark? And I loved her. Lisa Nicole Carson stands right in because she was so fucking good on that show. I mean, so many divas on that show. You had Portia de Rossi, Jane Krakowski. You had fucking...
Robert Downey Jr., the queen herself.
You had fucking Julianne Nicholson was on that show for a while. Our Kiki Ricci was on that show for a while.
That show was everywhere. I remember
Diane Cannon. Remember Diane Cannon being on that show? She was the judge with the waddle.
See, all I remember is popcorn. Microwave popcorn was the end to be all at my house. And I would pop that popcorn and sit in my kitchen with like a blanket. And again, like you said, watch Ally McBeal and be like, do I understand this?
Didn't Linda Hunt used to be on that show? Yeah, she used to be a judge on that show.
So here's the thing: I would tell people, I would, if someone said Ally McBeal, I'd be like, "Oh, I stan." I have no. I watched it for seasons and seasons. I definitely did not close it out, but I watch. You know, that was one of my must-see TVs, and zero memory. I have zero. I remember the dancing baby. I remember Ally McBeal like in the kitchen, like eating her nerves away and being kind of like OG manic pixie lawyer.
But you know you're jealous of Ally because you know she has fucked Harrison Ford more than anyone else on earth, probably.
I am. Panty creamer. I talked about that, right? That's my panty. What's one of my panty? Why did I talk about Harrison Ford? Have we ever talked about Harrison Ford?
We talk about Harrison Ford all the time.
Oh, yes, we did. Working girl. Panty creamer. So, panty cream. Panty cream on this, and as we're going out, like just relive wherever the fuck you were.
Imagine like living on a ranch with Harrison Ford and fucking him every day out on the fucking fence post.
Calissa Flockhart's like, just a minute, bitch. Let me play some Vonda to get us in the mood. All I heard for 20 years is Vonda Shepherd. It's the only time I can get my rocks off. Harrison's like, oh, take out my earring, I guess. Okay, so
we love you there guys. You go. We're gonna go on to Vonda Shepherd.
This is collaborate
Searching My Soul.
Searching My Soul.
The song that was in your head all through 1998. We're bringing it back to you. We love you, Battle Angels.
Love you. This was fun. Bye, babies.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.